Anybody got anything more to put? How many students are studying in the Darul Uloom Puthiana? How many students are in the school? How many students working? Anything? So mostly the Darul Uloom students. Take care. Because whatever type of vehicle come to the workshop, I know what tools to take out accordingly, you know. Now this program is scheduled after lunch on a Saturday, and many of you, you're awake from early in the morning, and they say that if the pharmaceutical companies, from all the things that they sell, besides the recent medication that they're selling and trying to sell to the people, one of the most famous medication that they sell is sleeping tablets. But if they only knew of the most famous sleeping tablet that is sell faster than Valium 5, is the name of sleeping tablet. But the most famous sleeping tablet you can get is called KC. You heard of KC? Kari Kichri. So now that Kari Kichri, when you eat that thing, it has an effect on the people, you know. When you eat that, after that you can give a person a bayan, youth bayan, or any Maulana, Mufti can speak to them. But within 10 minutes in the bayan, and the person starts getting shock waves. And nothing lasts. You can keep him anywhere. Even if he's driving, he starts going down. You know? This is the most famous medication for putting people off to sleep. So today I'm going to see if KC works or not, you know. But don't tell the pharmaceutical company. That's why they'll make tablets, Kari Kichri tablets. You know? So brothers, Allah Pak bless you. In this time, when the whole world is going in one direction, you came in the right direction. What is the direction? The direction where the talks of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam take place. Where the talk take place of Islah, Tazkiyah, and the talks of the fikr of Tazkiyah take place. And before we begin talking about anything to do with our youth and what we have to do as youngsters, it is our Hazrat advises us that we start off with something, and we start off with the sunnah practice. Now we must listen about the sunnah practices in the very beginning. And the sunnah practices of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just something that is selected. No. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never just speak what he want to speak. Every action of Nabi alayhi salam not just done because it's done. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Like Nabi alayhi salam didn't just speak what he want to speak, but the revelation, but that is revealed and guided, is a guided speech. So every action of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sarkare Du'alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is beloved in the eyes of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Now, if somebody want to become beloved of Allah, he must love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he must love the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from all the things of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for me to speak in the afternoon here, especially after you had your KC dose, I'll fall asleep too and you're going to fall asleep also. So I selected something that where we speak about one sunnah. This sunnah is coming out from the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though we can make amal upon it. At a very economical level, we have money for everything. But for this sunnah, we got no money. Got money for airtime. Got money for contracts. You meet a young man. He say, Molana, now I got an apple. I say, so nice. Apple the day, keep the doctor away. He's looking at me. Say, Molana, what you talking about? Apple a day, keep the doctor away. I say, because you got an apple. He say, bye, I got an apple phone. Oh, apple phone means like that. Meet another youngster, say, Molana, now I got tablets. I say, you sick? He say, no, I mean I got a Samsung tablet. So my young brothers, we got money for things. But for this sunnat, which can be, which a person can get for 5 rand, and you can get for 10 rand, and you can get it for free also, if you know how to get it, but you don't want to get it. So now, what is the sunnat I'm talking about? Who knows? Miswak, right? So today we're going to talk about a miswak for a few minutes, before I get onto my mainstream topic. Now miswak, first of all, when a person looks at the benefits of miswak, the greatest benefit is Allah will become happy with us. And the reciprocation of Allah's happiness, that the benefit of miswak at the time of death, inshallah, Allah Jalla Jalalu will make an arrangement. It is the benefit of miswak that we'll remember the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah at the time of death. May Allah give us husne khatima. Say Ameen. Whilst we are at that point, I just have to digress to explain the opposite. When a person takes drugs, whatever drug now, not just experimenting, but now he's gone into it, and he has come into his life, the greatest harm of drugs, I've heard this from a great, great Wali of Allah, Haji Farooq Sahib, Nubarullah Markado, Rahmatan Wasiya, he say that the harm of drugs at the time of death, a person will not be able to read the kalima. Allah save us from drugs. Now the miswak, each and every person can get the miswak. Where you can get the miswak, I said, you can buy it at bookshop available, or somebody coming from overseas available, and free also available. But obviously this you must have some nature knowledge. You get fauna and flora. Fauna means animals. Flora means the nature. So you know which trees to cut. Don't just go cut any tree. Otherwise already the cemetery is full. Say, hey, no, that brother Ilyas, he came from Durban and he told them to cut trees. And all the students, they sat in the program, they went and cut trees. Now, on their grave, we put some trees. Now finish, you see. So don't just go cut any tree, know which is a bitter tree, what is not a health hazard, you can get enough miswaks. So this miswak will strengthen the memory. A lot of students, they complain, I can't remember anything. Who taught you in the first year? I think it was that Molana. He can't even remember that much too. It will strengthen the eyesight. Some fellow got tick-tick binoculars by the time in the second year. It'll make the eyesight strong. And it will freshen the breath. Today, to freshen the breath, I'm not saying, but all the different products to freshen the breath is so much and so costly. A to Z. But if a person takes the miswak and he uses it properly, but in a great R, the teacher stands in front, listen, all my children, you must take the brush and brush in circles. You know. But the miswak, you brush horizontally. And you'll find that it will strengthen the gums. Now show me, where you can find something that can strengthen your gums? That particular toothbrush, you have it. I'm not a mufti to classify toothbrush and jaiz, na jaiz, and say no. You have it, carry on. But I notice even the toothbrush, that thing start getting worn out. You know, it can't do the job. What? Because inside there, when you go and inspect it, already it got bacteria. So the toothbrush can't do the job what the miswak, because this one has got specific enzymes. Enzyme will have medication inside. Toothbrush is made from plastic. Miswak come from nature. Allah Ta'ala had directly designed the thing. This one is made from a factory. So now, when you use this, it will strengthen the gums. It will make the teeth strong. Otherwise, if you be true to your teeth, then your teeth will last you. But if you don't be true to your teeth will be false to you. Then how many boys, every now and then they come to the office, my stomach is paining, want to go to Kruger's dog, Randfontein Hospital. Why you get indigestion? Liver is suffering, this is suffering. Barkat of miswak, it will sort out the digestion, your bile will come right. And when a person will make miswak, Allah Ta'ala will bless him that his salah will get 70 times more reward. So say inshallah, from today, I will make miswak. But people complain. Say, Maulana, every time I get a miswak, it gets lost. Then someone said, you know why? When you look at miswak, it misses and it walks. But I ask you, your pen, your Parker pen, Mont Blanc pen, Waterman pen, what you got from Dubai, that one never get lost. It's still in your pocket because you've got Sheikh Ilyas written here. That one didn't get lost, but this one is getting lost. Why? What you value, you keep it next to your heart. What you don't value is getting lost. How come the cell phone never get lost? Because that one you're hiding from Kari Sahib is under the pillow, isn't it? So my dear friends, every student, at least he should have about 4 miswaks. It's an economical thing. Have one in the room. Depend now on your life schedule. Have one in the house, one by the class, one carry personally. So you can't miss out. You'll have the miswak all the time. So every person, keep the miswak. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to use the miswak so much that it feared that the gums will get worn out. And having a fresh breath, you know, is something that is so, to be fresh all the time, bodily, to be fresh in the mouth is so nice. Because sometimes when you go ask the ustad some question, say, ustad, ask something about usul ushashi, or ask some hawala or something. Now the ustad say, just stand a little bit far. Now you think maybe the covert distance he's making. It's not a covert distance, he's making a breath distance. Because why? Their mouth is not fresh. So every person must be fresh in a body. Because we all sitting in one classroom, one bedroom, or one, what you call, our room, 12 brothers or 10 brothers. So use, water is the best cleanser. Clothes must be fresh too, body must be fresh too, eyes must be fresh, nose must be fresh. And if you're wearing tatties, then the toes must be fresh also. Because when you make sajda, sometimes many people, they down in sajda. Now you're trying to concentrate that I'm in the most noble position, but that man knocked you out in the front. You understand? So our mouth must always be fresh. My dear brothers, our akabirin, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Sahib, Nawwarallahu Markadahu, Rahmatan Wasiya, Wa'alallahu Maratibahu, Wa'alallahu Maratibahu, was so paband on all the sunnat, that when Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali went and hid in the cave, away from the British, then after 3 days he came out. So told him, Hazrat, you know that now the death warrant is on you, or the arrest, the warrant of arrest is on you. Shouldn't you remain in hiding? He said, I went in hiding, because the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam, I came out from hiding, it's the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam, now what happens, happens. The pabandi of sunnat of our akabirin. So we have come to the Islahi Jalsa. It's not a procedure that after the Saturday morning is one youth program, then is a KC program, and after Zohar is another program, so we came for the youth program. No, my niyat in the youth program is that now I came to make something of myself. How can a person take a flight? And you ask him, where are you flying to? So I don't know where I'm flying. What airline you booked? I don't know where I'm booking to.
Where are you going? I don't know where I'm going. What you packed in your bag? I don't know where you packed. You got a passport? I don't know. What you did, bhai? What's your name? I don't know who I am. How can a person come to the Islahi Majlis and say, I don't know? So we came to this sector, this program. My niyat is that, oh Allah, I came to the, they have made mashura for me. That I must speak. How can I speak to the youth? Toba, toba, toba. Oh Allah, I can only speak to them on one level. That whatever I'm going to say, put it in my life. Oh Allah, they made mashura for me to listen to a youth program. Then, that means I must make niyat. That now, whatever I'm going to hear there, I must consider it like rain that is coming in a bucket, and I must collect it and take it back. So from today, inshallah, if there's no miswak in my life, say inshallah, till the day I die, I'm going to make miswak, inshallah. Now, my dear brothers, can someone lend me a watch that got like a digital? You know, not that other one that can't understand properly. Yeah, this is the right one. Don't know, eyesight is good, just that the watch is a bit dark. Right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin was salatu was salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. Once again, my brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think most of you all took an antidote, the KC not working so far. Brothers, today there's a lot of things that have got the word proof attached to it. Some things are bulletproof. Like, get a bulletproof vest. It's made from Kevlar material. I went to buy my tires on what I fitted in the vehicle. The man told me, get this tire here, made from Kevlar. I thought maybe talking of some dish, you know, caviar. I said, no, Kevlar. So it's called bulletproof. When you shoot, it can't go through. Bulletproof. And then they say, no, fit this window here. It's called shatterproof. That thing, you bang it. Small fellow is playing cricket. 1-6. Wow! They're shatterproof. And then they say, going to buy a watch. Al-Fajr watch. All must wake up for Fajr, but see, this one is waterproof. Now, you buy, you're going to keep some valuables. See, no, buy the safe here, it is bomb-proof. So you get things that are bulletproof, shatterproof, waterproof, bomb-proof. All things that are matlub. Matlub means thing that you desire because it is helping you to save you from something. But one thing that is very dangerous when you attach proof to is when somebody becomes Islah proof. What do you mean Islah proof? That me, my Islah, you can't make it. I'm anti-Islah. In other words, you can work on anybody, anytime, anywhere, but me, I got an allergic reaction. Like a person eat fish, you get rash. Person eat certain vegetable, like, you know, you start throwing up. I'm Islah proof. My Islah, you mustn't make it. Oh, I don't need Islah. Because after Hazrat Junud Baghdadi, after Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliyaullah, in that list, in my name,
You need it. I'm from that level, bhai. I'm one of a kind. You don't know me. I'm studying. I'm the youth of a kind. I see dreams. Now such a person that is Islam proof is a very dangerous life. We all follow the Sahaba Ridwan ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Our everything that we draw, we turn to Nabi alayhi salam, we turn to the Sahaba, we turn to the Akabirin, and we say that these are the ones that we follow. Can we remember the day when Siddiq Akbar is feeling, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is feeling, that when I'm in the company of Sarkar e Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not feeling the same as when I come home. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu never come to the own conclusion. Like how a person say, you know me, man, I give youth programs, man. Me, I go in Jamaat, man. Or me, I'm in a fourth year, man. Or me, I'm a student, man. I wear imama, man. I wear white clothing. Or I'm from this darroom, man. Siddiq Akbar never come to a conclusion that I'm the first person accepted Islam. I'm the person that whose face became beaten for the cause of deen. I'm the one that made hijrat. Or I'm the one that did this. Whose money got finished, not a blue bean. I'm the one that received salam from the heavens. Nothing like that. Maybe Abu Bakr is a munafiq. He comes to his conclusion about himself like that. And me, what I say about myself, I'm Islam proof. And you go to Huzur Pak Sarasalam with his keys. So you see, my dear brothers, once a person asks a question, you say that between, or what is it after a person get ilm, what comes? Anybody know? Can give me the answer. Come what? Amal. Good answer. Another? Huh? Look like you sat in another bayan of ours, boy. You let the cat out of the bag. Naughty boy. You gave the right answer. Between ilm and amal comes fikr. Farooq Azam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar? Who is Sayyidina Umar? Second Khalifa of Islam. That Khalifa, when leaving the world, say, put my cheek on the floor. These people who already, they say they reach the levels, they already, wahi came upon their ishara. What they said, Allah Ta'ala send a revelation down. They never considered themselves Islam proof. But me, Ilyas Bhai, from Durban, I'm Islam proof. It is a very dangerous time that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is making arrangement for the young man to get his Islam. But when the Islam will come, what happens to a person? Is when a person is going through a certain situation, you see, that is negative, is like a fever. Fever is not a good thing, right? Allah save us from all type of sickness, whether small or big. Now you see, when a person wants to help somebody, so the mother will come, Yusuf, can I give you a favorite milkshake? Father will come. You like toasted cheese with mayonnaise and tomato? The daddy will come. My better, every day you like fruit salad. The auntie will come. Father's sister, he's a favorite nephew. She brought for him toffee apple. Toffee? Apple. So tasty. So lovely and red. She made it. The auntie from where? From another town. She heard my nephew is sick. My bachu. My baby. Come here, man.
I brought for you toffee apple. He's not proof, you see. Because the fever is with him. But then, they can see the fever is getting high, getting fit. Because when a person doesn't allow Islah to take place now, from small things of staying out till 9 o'clock, now start coming 11 o'clock, you see. The fever getting more hot. He's getting more hot. He's getting on a volcano. Like an inferno. Getting like a deadly old. Yeah. He's not proof, you see. They trying to help him with healthy food. Tasty food, they want to give it to him. What he saying? Who starts the advising? Wake up on time for class. Don't bunk class. What he say? Islam proof. Father is phoning. You already got caught twice in the office. Why are you not towing the line? I sent you from the foreign country to come here to learn so you can bring our community out. You don't know what I'm going through here. You don't know the food is not right here. Every day I must eat the KC. You see? Standing up. You see? That's what happened to the young man now. He's getting vibrations in his heart. Now different ways this thing happens to a person. But then, somehow, that young boy, Yusuf, because he's handsome, Yusuf, you see. Because sometimes the handsome man, he get involved with something not so handsome because that thing is pretty. You're following what I'm saying now. That thing also comes because Islam program have to talk everything. So that thing is also causing a problem. So they're telling him, see, bhai, this is not good for you. You're putting diesel in a petrol. You're going to get stuck. He say, you don't know. I know the car knows the road, and we both know each other, so don't get involved. Islam proof. Young man, 17, you know everything. The grandfather of 71 turned it around, don't know nothing. Papa don't know, mama don't know, dada don't know, daddy don't know, nani don't know, and nana never knew. What the Molana know? What the Sheikh know? I know. We know. Life is. We know it all. Because I'm Islam proof. But then, the lucky fellow is the one when the fever is getting high. He said, bring one blanket. Then they call the doctor. Doctor Saab, I think so, his Islam proof reached a point now. Where he's understanding now that he's in Urdu say, inka gamand. Inka gamand. What is gamand now? I don't know how to tell in English this gamand. Molana, where is Molimeter? Where is Islam proof styles, you know? Where he can think now nothing can affect him, that thing reaches his peak. Where life smacked him already. Enough now, he loafed. And he went and saw what happened to him. Now he came back like a small, before he went like a lion. Ah, oh, 7 feet. When the father said, why you came 2 o'clock? Don't tell me nothing. Where you going? But then life bit him, you know. When he get bitten outside, you all know what I'm talking about, see. Don't yajuzulana, ma la yajuzuli ghairina, you know. Like we are from, as I told, after Junaid Baghdad is my name, isn't it? Like that kind of Jamaat is somewhere else. They from Azadville, not from here. We are from the angelic class, isn't nothing let that happen to us. No, bhai. Islam proof gang, you see. Yeah, see, light is laughing one way, you know. The big bro is doing, you not doing. You the Hazrat ji, you know. So after going everywhere, after seeing everything, After the pretty one showed him the teeth also. Like how he was showing the parents' teeth. When the reality opened to him, that he thought what was his apple of the eye, and you cut the apple in the middle, and he saw the worm. So he said, and he came home. Now he came by the mother, and he came by the father, like a small mouse. Now then they asked him, normally you come home 2 o'clock. Today you also came 2 o'clock. But you came 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You say, where are you coming from? Today you're not going, she let me down. she broke my heart. Oh, my friends, they threw me away, ma. After the reality, all my money got finished. They told me, now I'm going to go home and get more money. Didn't I tell your friends they are not your friends? When these are dark friends of you? Didn't I tell you all this? See, ma, now I realize that I was acting like Islam proof. So that boy that got fever now, they called the doctor. Doctor Saab, look like Yusuf is ready now to get an inspection. He's ready to take birth to a sheikh now. I'm putting a medical and I'm putting a spiritual together. You must understand now, the tasbih, you understand how I'm linking it up. The doctor comes now with a bag. The sheikh comes with a nuskha, prescription. And the doctor comes and check him up. The sheikh looks at him. How are you feeling? The sheikh asks, take his, you know, his tajweez, whatever it is. And now, the sheikh will give him certain ashghal, certain type of remedy for him. Anytime you look this thing, you must do this thing. Like an injection it is. So the doctor also will take out the injection. Now that injection, Voltaren, is powerful, you see. He gave it about, because he came 2 o'clock. By the time they called the doctor, it's about 3 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, he's saying, Mommy, Ma, where's the fruit salad? Ma, where's the what coffee apple? Ma, where's that? What other things? What sandwich? Where's the milkshake? And one time, like a lion, he's eating everything. Because now, Islam proof came away right, you see. So this entire spiritual journey, my dear brothers, when you offer the man, come to the sohbat of the awliya, come to the masjid, stay from haram. You say, no. When I join the jamaat work, look, my whole life gonna be only going from this place to that place. I can't be free. When I join the sheikh, they don't say sheikh also. Sheikh. When I join the sheikh, then I'll be a wreck. They talk like that. When I join the sheikh, I can't do nothing. I must just park like this. One time I don't listen to the sheikh. I meet the people. They tell us, when I join the sheikh, I can't do nothing. They park. Whatever the sheikh say must do. They don't realize, my dear brothers, when you join the sheikh, then like that person, Allahu Akbar. You see, Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, Sahiba Hayatu Sahaba, many other kitab. There was a faqih also, there was a muhaddis also, there was a da'i also. He was a great alim. Rahmatullah alayhi rahmatul wasiya, nawwarallahu markadahu. Give an example what I want to share with you. And my colleague Azad Maulana is going to come on next. I don't want to infringe on his time. We still got Q&A left. Give an example. This example you must remember in your whole life. That when you fly in an aeroplane, things will look small. But now I'm giving you in a youth program to explain it. That one person heard this thing that when you go in a plane, things are going to look small.
So he bought a ticket. You got a ticket, right. What do you call it? Boarding pass, isn't it? Boarding pass, right. See, I got my boarding pass here. See, my name is Desai, boarding pass. Right, the boarding pass came, sat in a plane, in a business class chair too. Hey, I'm in a plane, nothing looking small, even you looking normal size, boy. Man said, when you sit in a plane, everything going to go small. I'm about 5 minutes now waiting, you know, taxi, they call it taxi. Taxi means, is a term in an aeroplane, don't mean the taxi, yellow taxi, or Uber, which you mustn't take while you're in Madrasa, be careful, huh? We're watching your way or green. Anyway, bye. So while the thing is waiting to take off, it's knocking, hey, they told me when I sit in a plane, things are going to get small. 5 minutes I'm here, nothing went small. So then, I said, hey, keep quiet, just hold on. You're talking too much now. Just now everything will come right. Even then, can't even talk in this plane too. Just keep quiet. Come here and say, things are going to get small here. Nothing went small. Now they're making me small. Kept quiet. Made sabar, you know. Sabar me sakkar. Sabar the sweetness. Nonetheless, they reverse the plane. And then they say, right, this is your captain, you know. Mukhtar Muktulab Ali Khasal Ali Jang Bahadur. Whatever it is. You'll be African pirate, Yakubus, Yanus, Yarkun, Dabir. I'm taking the fight. Where is it going now? Anyway, he took the flight now, right? When that flight started going, and he took the flight and he took off. Now he's looking outside the window. The whole of Azadbul became small. Krugersdorp became small. Then the whole sudden Johannesburg became small. See, now I understand what that person said. When you fly in the plane, things will become small. Big trucks became small. The whole vial dam became like a teaspoon. Can you imagine now? Huh? Then I was flying to Durban. It became like a bucket of water. Why? It becomes small. Mursuf Rahmatullah Ali, Ramadan Wasya was explaining that C is an example. When you go in an aeroplane, while she was with a makhluk, everything was looking big. But the moment you jump in the plane and you ascended, the similarity is given that when a person will make islah, when a person will make suluk, when a person will work on his iman, young man, old man, boy, girl, whoever, will build iman, will get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously now that is an example of a plane. Allah Ta'ala, you can get on the earth also. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّ فَسَمَا وَجُّ اللَّهِ. But you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will start ascending towards Allah, سَيْرْ إِلَى اللَّهِ سَيْرْ فِي اللَّهِ, the journey towards Allah, the journey in the proximity, in the justaju, in the working towards Allah, then automatically, like how a person is going in the plane and the entire world starts getting small in front of him, this entire world will start looking small. After that, everything that affects the young man will seem immaterial. Pretty? Immaterial. Cell phone? Immaterial. Going out late, rocking it up? Immaterial. Those things that normally excite a boy will become immaterial, because now a person has become excited with Khaliq, no more with makhluk. One Buzurg was traveling in the beautiful mountains in Pakistan, is like Abbottabad. In KwaZulu Natal is like Drakensberg. In Eastern Transvaal is like all that, you know, when you get that Rondavels and that Blythe River Canyon, you see all those things. So they told him, Hazrat, look at the mountains. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. What is this, looking down? Hazrat, look at the pahar. Look at the mountain. And he's looking down. After the third time, he said, my dear brothers, I'm so caught up with the Khaliq, I haven't got time for the makhluk. So young brothers, I bring my talk
to an end here. That this is an Islami majlis. Don't consider myself Islam proof. But be following the footsteps of our Kabirin. Arif Billah, Shah Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahab, our Dada Peer, Nawar Allah Martakaw Rahmatan Wasiya, Allah full his Kabarud Noor, had spent such a long time with our Fardana Peer in the jungles with Hazrat Pratapgari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Rahmatan Wasiya. But on his demise, still he did not leave himself a mustaghni. He took birth to Muhyi Sunnah, Hazama Abradul Haqtab Rahmatan Wasiya Nawar Allah Markadahu Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Ibrahim Dogla Sahib Dhamad Baratak Hafizullah. Zetu Maulana Amirul Hasan Sahib when he passed away, Rahmatullah Ali. Nawar Allah Markadahu takes birth to Maashai Sahib. Our Hazrat, he doesn't allow us to speak about him, so I will not go into details. But on the demise of Hazrat Hakim Hakim Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Markadahu, he takes birth to Hazrat Haji Nakuta Sahib Dhamad Barakatu. What does this tell us? Nobody considers themselves as Islam proof. Islam proof is a kite that thinks that now can fly without a string. Did you ever fly a kite, boy? Go fly kite. I'm joking. I say, go, a kite that is flying, patang. When the kite feel I can fly very high, there comes a time in a kite, you see, it reaches the swells of the wind. You need to fly the kite to know what I'm talking about. Next time I come, I bring one kite for you, alright? From Durban, you've got powerful kites there. But you need that kind of wind also to understand. You see, first when you're flying it, it don't take off. That's why you need someone to hold it and then you run. But after a while it reaches the swells in the sky. If I have a little bit more time, I'll explain. That's why eagle also. You see my eagle? What else, Sophie? No eagle, no kite? Where you stay? Eagle too, when it flies, it's better to fly. Once it reaches the swell, then it glides. Even this kite also, when it take off, it reaches a point, now you'll find it on the bully band. There's a band there, a bully band they call it. Now he tugs the string. Holding, you know. You're pulling. That thing is pulling. But the kite is giving you like a language. Hey, bye. Why are you holding me down there in Azadville? I want to go more high. I want to fly. You want to keep me here, but it's dry. I want to move. You want me to improve. The kite talks like that. Because you can feel the tug, you know. So sometimes what the kite does, give a nosedive. Now because the bamboo is made of bamboo. Good kites are made from bamboo. Push up, you know. Now the bamboo can be used as a knife too, if you knew how to make a bamboo knife. Remember that. If ever you stuck somewhere, you can make zaba with bamboo too. It gives you life skill sometimes. It can cut the string. When it cuts the string, at that time the kite feels Islam proof. And suddenly you'll see it gets a gust of wind and it just flies back so high that it just goes azad, free, Islam proof, and it goes away. But then, because you got nothing attached to it, suddenly you just see it. It's called nosedive now. I'm giving you all kite terms. With the tail behind it, it's come plunging down into some thorny bush, and that's the end of the kite. What was a marvelous, wonderful kite that was beautiful, everybody was admiring it. Now it becomes a torn kite in some cactus that is ripped. So an Islam proof old man, Islam proof young man, Islam proof male, female, anybody think I don't need Islam. And he cut the band, you're going to be a kite. For a temporary wise, he will rise. But then he will compromise. And he will fall in the thorns. And that's the end of the person. So repeat after me. Inshallah. I will make my Islah, inshallah. Thorn o karran, I will
go through the vicissitudes of life, and I will find somebody who I will take the hand in confidence, and I will progress, inshallah. My dear brother, whatever I told you, in a light-hearted way, it is because this is a youth program. And you know, when Ma want to give us some medication that is bitter, she put it with barfi, you know. So for the youth program, I have to do this. I can't come across hard, because you'll break, you know. So I have to put it in a loving way, for myself to digest it first. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Allah Ta'ala bless me. All the Sa'adat the Darin. And you over to Mawlana, who will give us his benefit from his knowledge, and Shabbat with Hazrat. Please take full benefit from his advices.